The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, I can't lie, I've got a massive smile on my face. Israel is open for business. It's been 2 long years. Are you letting us in at long last?
We're open for business, baby. We've been waiting to say Baruchim Habaim to so many of you who are coming to visit us. And there are quite strict criteria. First of all, you have to be vaccinated.
Okay.
So we're opening after 20 months of some can come in, some can't come in, red zones, orange zones, all kinds of zones. But you can now visit Israel, providing you have been vaccinated. So what I suggest you do if you are planning a trip is get online, look at the governmental websites by Israel's Ministry of Health, Ministry of Tourism. Look what the criteria are. For the moment, anybody who has been vaccinated with a vaccine approved by the World Health Organization or with the Sputnik 5, yeah, can come in, the Sputnik 5, only with certain conditions. You have to do PCR and serological testing. You have to check what the criteria on entering the country is, and you have to be aware that if you are caught breaking the rules, the penalties are very, very stiff. You stand to be banned from Israel for up to 5 years if caught being very, very naughty and not keeping to the rules. And that is any foreigner who presents forged documents, anyone who tests positive but refuses to stay at a hotel or violates the laws of bidud, of quarantine, and anyone not found positive but violates the isolation rules will be denied entry into Israel for up to 5 years. So please, before you book your trip, please check the websites to see what the criteria are, if you fit those protocols. If in doubt, please check with your local embassy or consulate.
I think there are going to be so many people are going to be so incredibly joyous over that piece of news. So yeah, thanks for that, Rolien. Important story of the IDF conducting certain drills in the north.
Well, this is a drill that started yesterday. It's a drill that is with the Home Front Command and Rachel, one of our units, that's the National Emergency Authority, joined by Israeli police services and Magen David Adom. They are simulating large-scale war drills in which civilians will be evacuated from northern border communities. What would happen if about 2,000-plus rockets are fired by Iranian-sponsored proxy Hezbollah into northern Israel? They say they have learned very, very valuable lessons from what happened in May earlier this year when we had our defensive operation Guardians of the Wall. And they are saying that this is a great opportunity for all the relevant ministries to understand what the implications are, what the disruptions would be, what it means like for things like energy and power outages, etc. So this is Israel. We are preparing for any eventuality.
And just because you and I had discussed the air drills in quite some depth last week, we might recall that there was a exercise where the Germans and the Greeks and I don't know, everybody flew with Israel to conduct certain exercises. We didn't know that the Jordanians were included in that exercise. Apparently Times of Israel reporting that a German photographer spilt the beans that caught a Jordanian plane on his camera.
Naughty, naughty, very naughty. A German pilot, yes, caught one of the Jordanian planes that was participating in the Blue Flag aerial drills. Obviously, it's very sensitive, but quite an amazing thing that Jordan participated and, yeah, that was exposed to everybody.
Fascinating and interesting that Jordan wanted to keep it quiet, but I suppose they had their reasons. Let's move on to climate change because that is massively topical, what with Glasgow at the moment. What is Mr. Bennett doing at COP26?
Well, this is the biggest topic at the moment, and that is the COP26 sponsored by the United Nations. This is the global climate conference. It was opened up earlier by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, His Royal Highness Prince Charles, and somebody who I regard as an international treasure, and that is Sir David Attenborough. The sure. United Kingdom is playing host to this. There will be a recorded video from Her Majesty the Queen, who at 95 and has quite simply earned it, has been told to rest up so that she'll be able to attend Memorial Sunday for her. But Israel is there with a 20-strong delegation. Before he left yesterday, the Prime Minister said that he is creating a fund to encourage investment in climate and green technology. Israel leads in many areas despite our tiny, tiny size. We lead in renewable energy, in water resourcing, in food security, in other areas of energy. I mean, we have over 600 startups dedicated to combating climate change, which is a massively significant. So we are expecting the Prime Minister to speak anytime soon. We have a delay. He was scheduled to speak about an hour ago, but I see they are running late. So what is new with these kind of international events? But he has been having high-level meetings. Interesting, he will not be meeting with President Biden on the side, but he will be meeting with people like Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, Prime Minister of Britain, Boris Johnson. He has met with French President Emmanuel Macron. They discussed, amongst other things, regional security and the incredible French community here in Israel. And he also met with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. They spoke about Iran. They spoke about the possibility of Australia banning Hezbollah outright in Australia as a terror organization. And he also extended an official invitation to ScoMo to visit Israel. So that's on the cards. But Israel very, very dedicated and now focusing towards green technology, not just because it's a climate threat that we are all facing, but also because it poses a regional threat if we don't tackle the climate crisis.
What is interesting, Rolene, is it's always been security über alles in Israel. That has trumped every other issue. And for the very first time, it seems that this whole issue of the environment is majorly significant and taking a lot of time, space in your media. I think it was one of the newspapers, Yediot, front page news about the climate, seems to be being taken very, very seriously by Israeli politicians across the board.
Extremely seriously. You know, we might be a very small country, but we understand that it poses a threat not just to every single one of us, but also to the region. And the Middle East is one of the areas most impacted by climate change. So we are going to focus very much on looking at ways to combat this.
And it's interesting that actually measures appear to have been taken already. I'm not sure about my facts here, but it seems to me that the Israeli authorities have imposed some sort of tax on plastic, and already the cost of plastic has increased significantly, and the use or the utilization of that pollutant plastic reduced considerably.
Yes, so there is now a tax. It does cost you extra if you want to buy plastic bags in the super. So we all schlep our reusable, recyclable bags to bag our groceries. There is a significant increase in what we can do for our country and for our planet. I was delighted to see yet another recycling bin added to the collection downstairs in the Cheder Ashba, in the garbage room. And basically, you can recycle almost anything here, which is highly, highly encouraged. So Israel's going green, everybody. We're blue and white and also
green.
A little bit of green.
I like that. Last question on this issue for today, Rolene. Is there a split amongst party political lines as to where you stand on this issue? Would the Likud have a very different approach to, say, Kahol Lavan?
No, everybody's 100% behind this. We've even had 20 Rabbonim from the Reform and Masorti right through to the ultra-Orthodox, all saying we have to do something about climate change. It's Kiddush Hashem. We have to look after our planet.
Fascinating stuff, Rolene. Thank you as always. You will be with me tomorrow, same time, same place.
Yes, and we're on the same time zone. How about that?
Too weird to believe. Anyway. It's good to know. Who knows? Maybe we'll get to Israel one of these days and be on the same tape. Same time together in the same place as well. Wouldn't that be nice?